This is GQDN for May the 20th. Happy Friday, everybody. What we have for today as Joe, we are going to be talking about a game coming out today. A little bit of Sega. Some AAA games could be coming out. Oh, they're working on it. An update from yesterday. Sony goes green. Talking about PlayStation there. But we start today with a job opening at Blizzard Entertainment. This comes to us from Wowhead.com. And they are looking to hire a narrative director for World of Warcraft. Now, this is part of a blue post that Blizzard had posted. Quote, "The narrative director is charged with guiding World of Warcraft's ongoing story, overseeing the narrative design discipline. Reporting to the creative director of WoW, World of Warcraft, the narrative director will collaborate closely with other design groups, art, sound, and cinematics of craft compelling narrative experiences. This role requires inspirational leadership as both a storyteller and a world builder. Success in this role entails marrying a deep understanding of epic fantasy storytelling with a keen sense of strengths and weaknesses of the MMORPG medium to deliver an immersive and impactful story experience to WoW players around the world." We'll see who does take that role. Now, all that said, and this next article comes to us from BlizzardWatch.com, Hearthstone is facing a lawsuit at Activision Blizzard. And basically what this lawsuit is saying is that a miner in Arizona had spent over $300 on his father's account, his bank account, to purchase card packs. And within those card packs, there was nothing valuable within $300 spent. Does this person have an argument? This is something that we could discuss during the weekly show, which is at twitch.tv/DonForge tomorrow. Anyway, we transition out of Activision Blizzard and go into Sony, and this comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and they are saying that Sony, instead of going green, totally green, by 20 years, they can actually do it in 10 years. Now, in a statement that was released, Sony Corporation said, quote, "Sony will accelerate its target year for carbon neutrality, that is, greenhouse gas emissions of virtually zero from 2050 to 2040. Specifically, Sony intends to make direct and indirect emissions, scopes 1 and 2, of its own operations carbon neutral by 2030 and by 2040. In addition to scopes 1 and 2, Sony will also target other emissions originating from stages such as products, supply chains, and logistics, scope 3, aiming for net zero emissions achieved in all scopes." They have this split up in 3 stages. And looks like they want to try and get that done, hopefully by 2030. That's in 8 years from now, but maybe by 2050. Now, we get to some Square Enix news, and this comes to us from Destructoid.com. And Square Enix has, they trademarked some names here. That includes Labyrinth Striker, and Final Bar Line, and Mystery Final Fantasy VII. So usually when a company trademarks the name, then they want to make the game with the name on it. Now we know Square Enix has Final Fantasy to it, so you know we'll see what happens there. Labyrinth Striker should be fine. You know, we'll see what happens. We will indeed see what happens there. Now, an update from yesterday. We do know that Multiverses is coming. But now, this is coming to us from Eurogamer.net. EVO wants to make a 2v2 tournament at EVO on Twitter. At WB Games is hosting a 2v2 multiverses tournament at EVO 2022 with a top 32 team payout. Registration starts May 30th, 2022. The closed alpha runs from May 19th at 9 a.m. PDT to May 27th, 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, with signups open at go.wbgames.com/mvs website to start practicing. So we shall see what happens there. There is some good trailers that are out, including Shaggy holding a sandwich while being carried by Batman. Yeah, that happened. Eurogamer.net has also said that Gearbox has 9 AAA games in development. Now, Gearbox's parent company, Embracer, yeah, we've heard that name before, has now, well, they got some games under development. Because they said in writing, quote, "Gearbox continues to scale the organization to deliver on its ambitious growth plan. And there are currently 9 AAA games under development." Nine games under development. We'll see what happens. Sega, on the other hand, this comes to us from NintendoEverything.com, is working hard to improve Sonic Frontier's quality. Now, they said, end quote, "We have set internal targets as the correlation between the scores of external evaluation organizations and sales high in Europe and North America. If the game gets a high score, it can become a must-buy game and possibly generate synergy with sales. So we are currently working hard to improve the quality of the game towards its sales for the holiday season." Sonic coming out in the holidays. Yeah, that makes sense. But what's coming out now, and was out today according to Blue News, is Dolmen. Now, this is from the Dolmen team, Massive Work Studio. Quote, "Dolmen takes place in a sci-fi universe where humanity has colonized several star systems using space travel and technology and genetic manipulation. The Rivian star system is distant from the main inhabited area of the galaxy, but it drew the attention of a Zone Corp by emitting different radiation than other systems, suggesting that the existence of the other universes. Mysteriously, there's only one planet in this distant system, Revlon Prime. Dolmen has players battling across Revlon Prime while trying to unravel a mystery of an alien species, corrupt corporations, and unknown dimensions. Behind everything appears to be the Vaani, an alien race that roams the universe altering generic makeup of other species. However, it remains to be seen of their motives are note or more malevolent. It's suspected that a kind of crystal called Dolmen is the key to their plans, and Revlon Prime has an abundance of them, making it essential to unraveling the planet's mystery." What is not mysterious is the groupquest.com, where you can find our links to Audible, to our Patreon, patreon.com/groupquest. And while you're checking up on the web, go check out stackup.org for any stuff for gaming veterans. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. Live show tomorrow, twitch.tv/Dawnforge. We'll see you there. Just give us a follow. Until then, go play some games. We'll see you later.